You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hail Varsity Radio is live. Now, back to Schmitty.
Schmitty's a great guy, but he don't have a brain.
And Elijah.
You want me to speak?
We're not pointing you yet.
On Hail Varsity Radio.
Back to you. It's Monday. It's Hail Varsity, powered by Cornhead Lager. More your comments in the stream. Home of the Whopper, the Twitter handle, has got a screenshot of one Elijah Herbal, Herbal Essence, representing the face of all Nebraska ball, how it feels in one shot. They got you staring, and I could see the thought bubble. There were some swear words towards the computer going on there. Is that fair?
I wouldn't call it swear. That's just the look of Elijah Herbal when he's very focused.
Mm.
You can check this out. It's up on my Twitter if you're not knowing what we're talking about
here. At Herbal Essence.
Yes. No free shout-outs, but that's a free shout-out to myself. That was the look of me editing audio being extremely focused because we ran up against it a little bit today, and during that first segment, I was pulling double duty talking and editing audio at the same time.
You were selectively hearing.
That's the look of my face when my brain is at 100% full capacity.
You're doing two things. Well, what if they throw it to me? Yeah, hell of a job, fellas. Back to you, Marv. Pretty good.
Too many buttons to press.
So
too
did
many
you,
audio things to do.
Did you set up a time to catch up with your new bestie?
Oh, you're talking Johnny Manziel.
I'm talking Johnny Football.
No.
Johnny Football quote tweeting Elijah Friday after it got to a 20-point spread or around there with Nebraska A&M because you had Mr. Jacobson giggling. And you posted that up, and it wasn't giggling about A&M. It was giggling about the Trev factor.
Uh-huh.
Well, Johnny took it as that Nebraska was laughing at them Aggies.
Yeah,
well,
of all the people that could have saved that tweet and come back to it a week later, Johnny Manziel, probably the last person I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Like, thanks for adding insult to injury, Johnny. Like, that game gets out of hand. It sucks. I'm sitting at my house on Friday
night. He's just trolling through social media.
He's just like, I'm going to get this Elijah Herbal
guy. Game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally in a Nebraska section, too.
Well, let's be honest. It was all a Nebraska section.
I know. But still, I mean,
Are you a little less ticked? I mean, we did save you.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
No.
No, you guys definitely did me a favor money and time-wise, so... I guess I'm all right with that.
That's a begrudging. Yeah, I guess I know I screwed up.
Whatever.
Shouldn't light the garage on fire.
That's a begrudging. I still would have gone.
No, I was still going to go. But
still
you a-holes
come
made
on,
me
guys.
Work.
Hey. Hey, I said it. I said it when duty calls. Here I am. It's fine.
Who's waiting for the... Yeah.
I'm gonna make both of you feel way worse about it than I need to.
This is what was going to happen. This was going to be the dreaded, boss, I can't come in. It's, day one of March Madness. I'm under the weather.
Yeah.
I got COVID again. I can't do it.
I'm in the quarantine dorms.
And then there's a shot of Connor by the camera crew, hands cupped like you were doing. What game was that?
Oh,
you,
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. You were just giving it to Wisconsin.
Hey, we won that game too.
And
we were down 19.
Connor was the one man cheering section when they were down 19. So we could argue Connor Clark was the reason they beat Wisconsin, and
we could argue
they didn't beat A&M.
Yeah, this
See?
Is on us.
See.
It's so wrong.
I'm not going to take that fall. I'm going to take the failure to be able to guard off the dribble one-on-one, the failure to rebound because you needed help defense, and then the failure to close out on shots because you were so scared of the dribble drop.
I think
I'm
it was
point
bad
all those
luck.
Things.
I'm just kidding.
Just a bad draw. I mean, 56% from threes, no picnic. Brian chimes into the stream. Size, length, athleticism still trumps all. Yeah, let's go there for a minute, and you've got some folks entering into the portal. Let's spend here.
I think this is really interesting.
It is. You have Frankie Fiddler, and Anna Bellenhauser has tweeted this out, that he's on the Creighton practice list. Is that correct?
He was watching practice.
Watching practice.
On a visit
so
today.
There'll be Creighton vying for the services of UNO stud Frankie Fiddler. And Etta from Herdat tweeting that out. Eli Rice is in the portal. Lloyd in the portal. And that's kind of a bummer because of what Eli showed before his injury. And, you know, you expect some core guys to come back. Of course, Rice and Rink and Juan returning for Nebraska. And you like where Jamarcus has been, his role. Can that up? What does Wiltshire do? But, fellas, they need to go find a point guard. They need to go find a big five because Rink's kind of a four at a stretch at that. He's been asked to bang down low, and some games were better than others, and it was just a tough matchup a lot of times. Alec was he got so much better, and his arrow kept going up as the season went on. And, you know, he really improved offensively as well. So you're going to miss Alec, and Tominaga could take over at any moment. That's a loss, but there are options out there. People are wondering. I don't know how many emails or texts or people you bumped into over the weekend, but the question is out there about Chucky. Is Chucky coming back to Nebraska? And we don't know. We don't know. It sounds like we talked to our dear buddy, the Iron Horse, Sharpie, on Saturday, weekend edition, and that might have been in play or was going to be in play a year ago with Chucky to Nebraska. Didn't happen. Does it happen now?
No.
I
don't think so.
Well, I had heard smoke on sort of in Saturday night, and it hasn't come to fruition. Mm-hmm. It probably never will. It probably was just smoke about Wisconsin being unhappy with guard.
I don't get that. I really don't. Because I understand he hasn't had the tournament success that you want Greg Gard to have. But he makes the tournament damn near every single season. People were calling for his head last year in Madison.
But it isn't Bo Ryan.
I don't care if it's Bo Ryan or not.
Bo,
I mean,
Bo Ryan's making the Sweet 16 damn near every year.
I think
that's fine. But look, so what happens if you pull a Nebraska and nine wins isn't enough? Right?
Well, they did it with their football coach 2 years ago.
I get it.
What's stopping them from doing it with basketball?
Well, who can you go get out there that's going to guarantee more success than you have? They'll get to a Sweet 16 sooner or later.
I think it's justified if they missed this year because February was a disaster, okay? We can all admit that. They were 3-8, not good. Ever since they played at PBA, not good. They found their swagger back in the Big Ten tournament. Made the final, were a couple plays away from winning it. Obviously didn't play well against JMU, but I just don't understand, like, when you have that much consistency in college athletics, when it's so hard to find said consistency, and I get it, it's Wisconsin. It's still a very major basketball program. Wisconsin has history, especially in this century, the last three decades, really. But when you're able to find that consistency, I mean, I don't know, maybe this is just me, but I have a hard time seeing people complain about that. Again, people wanted him gone last year. Like, they were fed up with Greg Gard.
Yeah, that was before they lost to James Madison. Yeah,
and I did not
in the back half of the season.
I did not understand that. I still, when you saw how good they were at their peak, you know how good they can be. I know it wasn't sustained. But I just, as a Wisconsin fan, I don't think that's grounds for being like, hey, this guy needs to go.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see.
And I don't think Chucky will leave there.
I think the angle of Chucky wanting to play with Fiddler is real.
So do I.
Those guys played together at Bellevue.
But you better get him to Nebraska.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what you're looking at. We just got some breaking news roughly 10 minutes ago. Eli Rice into the transfer portal for Nebraska basketball. Why?
Aaron Eulis still exists, guys.
Because Fiddler is going to be here and be the new stretch.
That would be great.
Eli Rice showed enough this year that I think he was one for the future.
Same. I love his size. He didn't blink in some moments. He came in and shot well.
Should you only be losing two seniors this year, and Josiah Alec and Tominaga, and the other guys are coming back, makes sense that you might need to clear some space for portal guys, regardless if it's Fiddler or not.
You don't clear out Eli, though.
They have three
actually
scholarships open right now after the Eli Rice news.
Yes.
So Fiddler, William Kyle. I mean, just get the T-Bird trio in.
Wouldn't that be something?
And you land Chuckster.
Well, I mean, you compare it to Creighton. Creighton's losing three guys. At least three guys were honored on senior day with Farabello, Kalkbrenner, and Shireman. And you look at where a Frankie Fiddler would fit in there. If you remember, they still have Isaac Trout waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
Who knows what he can be, whether or not he's going to live up to that five-star billing or not. Didn't get all that much playing time this season. But you'd expect he'd be the next guy kind of in line after Shireman.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of playing time is available there? You compare it to Nebraska. Nebraska doesn't really have a guy that stands 6'7" and shoots like Fiddler does. I mean, it's interesting.
It is.
It's interesting. If Fiddler wants to stay close to home, as we talked with Gary Sharp on Saturday, I highly recommend. If you don't check out the Saturday morning show in podcast form or streaming online, highly recommend that you do. Gary said Fiddler wants to stay close to home. I think there's a fit that makes a lot more sense with Nebraska than it does with Creighton, despite the fact that Fiddler's checking out Creighton practice.
Well, here's the rebuttal to that. Now, this is obviously a hypothetical situation right now, but if he does want to play with Chucky, and Chucky doesn't want to leave Wisconsin,
does he go to Wisconsin?
Well, there's a decent chance AJ Storr takes off. I think he could fill his role up in Madison quite well because he's bigger. He's about the same size. He's not as athletic, but he's a natural scorer.
Can Nebraska go get Storr?
No. Storr is either going NBA or Blue Blood. So. Okay.
No, Storr's awesome.
He's great. He's fantastic.
Duke written all over him.
He's a freak.
School like that.
Score the basketball like crazy. But in a hypothetical situation, if he does take off, I think that could be a spot that Frankie Fiddler could also fill if he wants to play with Chucky, and Chucky doesn't want to take off for Madison.
Well, let me ask this, and I hate to go here, but would he want to be Nebraska, or would he entertain something from Creighton? And I know Creighton's pretty loaded with ball handlers, but Chucky also wants to win a tournament game. Not that Nebraska can't. Maybe he wants to be somebody that helps Nebraska get there, right? But I don't know. If Fiddler likes Creighton and he wants to play, they want to play together again, does Creighton swoop in and grab former in-state Nebraska high school studs and make them their home again over Nebraska?
That's why I'm talking about fit here, with what type of opportunity awaits you at each school. On one, it's potential Sweet 16. They're losing some talent this year. But the other one, it's more playing time with a roster that is still semi-local.
Go win round one.
There's one thing I want to know. Anonymous chimes in and says, 4 open with Romel Lloyd gone. No, it is 3 because you're bringing in Frager from Southwest.
Yes.
So it is 3 open scholarships as it stands right now following the news with Romel Lloyd and with Eli Rice.
Okay, there's your hoops update as the chess pieces move.
We do have also some guys that potentially have another year of eligibility should they want it. Guys like CJ Wilch, mm-hmm. It's decision time for them. We'll probably have decisions from them within the next week, I'd assume.
Yeah, I would think so. And Wilcher's a guy that can he find that midseason form. Great asset as a sixth man. Spring football thoughts as we get rolling here on a Monday with Hail Varsity.